can change over years. And mine has been developing quite nicely for a good 40-something years. What do we got next? We got some Amy Winehouse and Eric Burdon and the Animals in the next set. So stick around. And, yeah, let me give you the tour, guided tour of the landscape of music. These are all flights of fancy of mine that I've been putting together tonight for your consumption. And remember, this is the Confluence Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour. We're going to put the emphasis on the cocktails here. You got to drink this stuff down and enjoy it, imbibe it, and put it into your soul. Yes, yes, that is the meal. That is the deal. All right, love you all. I'll catch you on the flip side.
this place. If it's the last thing we ever do, we gotta get out of this place. If the music makes you move, push your hands with the groove, then move on. Move on. You feel like you wanna make love under. Do it, try.
so high, baby.
I think we got it.
Sonny Terry there, 20th anniversary Alligator Records, great blues track there, with the bluesmen. Action, Scorpions from their first album, Lonesome Crow, 1972. People like, that's the Scorpions? Yeah, that's the Scorpions, man. It's kind of a trip. And then we had local artist Violet Basso. She's so awesome. Great voice, sultry, sexy, very haunting sound. This track called Calaveras, it's a single of hers, came out in 2023. Looking to see more of them and her band and the music she's coming up with. She's around the Bay Area frequently, so check her out. Great. And then we had a little Temptations before that. Do Your Thing. Just you be you. You do you. Eric Burdon and the Animals, we got to get out of this place. And then started off with Amy Winehouse, Me and Mr. Jones from her Back to Black classic released in 2006. Rest in peace, Amy. All right. This is Jeff Beck, so I'm going to get out of the way. I'm done talking. We'll be right back. there and meet me in the city. Great blues man. Yeah, his music is so cool. Yeah, Junior Kimbrough's kind of a unique blues artist, in my opinion. Before that, we had a cool track, Chandelier, the semi-title track to the album Swing from the Chandelier. Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Birds. What a great band name that is. Isn't that fun? Electric Light Orchestra. Before that, Long Black Road. Pulled that from the American Hustle Record soundtrack. And then we had a little bit of Uplift Mofo Party Plan, Walking On Down the Road, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Incidentally, there was a cool documentary I saw on Netflix recently, just a couple days ago, actually. Dealt with the early years and how they developed as a band and Anthony and Flea became friends, and then they met Hillel, and they became like this unbreakable bond. And it kind of leads up through the first three albums, and then ultimately Hillel's death from a heroin overdose. Yeah, sad story, but it's really also kind of had a lot of really cool stuff to go with the story of how they kind of came into being, right? So, you know, obviously the Chili Peppers went on to do other things, and I think their best work was back there when Hillel was alive. There was a magic that came around that band that was just unmatched by most bands of the time, and since then, I don't think they've ever really truly found it. Anyway, that's my opinion of the matter. I know they found great success in their lives. Flea just put out a solo album, by the way. It's pretty cool. I've listened to part of it. I haven't listened to all of it yet. It just came out yesterday. So, but it's called Onerous, and it's got, you know, Tom York's on it, Nick Cave's on it. So there's some cool shit on there. It's really good. What we have else in the set? I think I did. Reach Out, Cheap Trick from the soundtrack of Heavy Metal, which is such a fun movie. It's classic, you know. It's one thing I know what to do, man, is how to drive when I'm stoned. Go for broke. Fun movie. Animated creativity there. Anyway, I am the Alchemist. This is Complex Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour. We're going to get a little bit of war paint, and we're going to have an interesting cover of a Grateful Dead song immediately after that. So stick around, and I will catch you on the flip side.
back off the track. This train's gotta run today. I spent a little time on the mountain. I spent a little time on the hill. Heard some say better run away. Others say you better stand still. Told it's hard to run, is the way to go.
talking Crippled on the Cross. Was his mind reeling and heaving, hallucinating, fleeing, what a loss. The things he hadn't touched or kissed, his senses slowly stripped away. Not like Buddha, not like Vishnu, life wouldn't rise through him again. Find it easy to believe that he might question his beliefs. The beginning of The Last Temptation. Time Storm Mystery. The duality of nature, godly nature, human nature splits the soul. Fully human, fully divine, and divided, the great immortal soul. Split into pieces, whirling pieces, opposites attract. From the front, the side, the back, the mind itself attacks. This feeling, I know it from before. Descartes through Hegel, belief is never sure. Time Storm Mystery, Last Temptation. Drumming, thinking, thumping, pondering the mysteries of life. Outside the city, shrieking, screaming, whispering the mysteries of life. There's a funeral tomorrow at St. Patrick's. The bells will ring for you. What must you have been thinking when you realized the time had come for you? I wish I hadn't thrown away my time on so much human and so much less divine. The end of Last Temptation. The end of a Dime Store Mystery.
Everybody crowd round, something you should know. Fast break, always a mistake when you got nowhere to go. You can lie for the honey, lie for the wealth. You can lie to each other, but you better never lie to yourself. No sign of any second mind, what she had she gave.